Today's sharing Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chav Vav. We begin about 6-7 lines down from the top with the brand new Mishnah, Chav Vav Omer Aleph. The Mishnah begins, HaKosev Tovsei Gittin. We mentioned in the past that there's two parts to the get. The get has the standard text on it, which is called the Tovsei, and then it has the specific items for that specific husband and wife, the date, the time, the place, that is called the Toref. So, HaKosev Tovsei Gittin. If you have a sofer, you have a person, a scribe, who writes a gittin, and he wants to be prepared in case people come into his workplace and need a get on somewhat of an emergency basis. The person's suddenly going off on a business trip, and in those days, the business trips weren't such a guarantee that you'd come back home, and the person didn't want to leave his wife in Aguna, or that she should be falling to Yibum. If they didn't have children, she should fall Yibum to the brother-in-law, to her brother-in-law, to the husband's brother, so they would need a get. Now, they needed it on an emergency basis, urgently, so it would take time to write it. So the sofrim would often write up the tofes of the get. So is this allowed? HaKosev Tovsei Gittin. If a person, a sofer, wants to write the tofesim to have them all ready to go, that's the general part of the get that's not specific to that particular husband and wife, and that technically doesn't have to be written lishma, according to the opinions that the Torah has to be written lishma. That's the machlokus you had between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar says the Eidei Mesira Karsi, Rabbi Meir says the Eidei the Chasima are Karsi, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, you must, since the get is effectuated by the people that are being giving it over, by the Eidei Mesira, so the way that you do the Kosav law, that it should be lishma, is that you have to write the Toref, the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the date, the time, etc. That has to be done. The Toref has to be done lishma. According to Rav Meir, who says the Eidei Chasima are Karsi, so then the only part that must be written lishma is signed. The witness is signing the get, but the Toref doesn't have to be written lishma. In any event, HaKosev Tovsei Gittin, this sofer who's writing up the general part of the get, the Tanakhama says he is allowed to do so, but he cannot fill in those Toref parts of the get that he has to leave, even though he may have some inside information. He hears that they're fighting, and he says, oh, they're going to come to me for a get, so I better write it up so I'm all ready to go with it. So he's not allowed to go and write the name of the man, the name of the wife, and the time. That has to be weighed. He has to wait until he's instructed by the husband to actually go and do so. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Now, this is for Gittin. What about Shtari Milva? If you have a document that says Reuven lent money to Shimon, so Shimon would normally have to write up a document, a loan document, it says he borrowed the money, and he would give that to Reuven. So if you have, again, the same idea, that there's a generic type of a part of the Shtar Milva, which is the Tofes, and then there were other specific details that Reuven lent Shimon the money on such and such a date, such and such a time. So Shtar Milva, Tzarech Sheniach Mokom HaMalve, Mokom HaLove, Mokom HaMos, Mokom HaZman. So too over here, if the sofer wants to be prepared for an emergency loan, he wants to make sure that he's available, that he's not going to be too busy and won't lose the business, so he's allowed to write up the generic parts, the Tofes parts of a Shtar Milva, of a loan document, but he has to leave blank, he has to leave unfilled in, even though he knows that they're lending the money, he can't fill it in until they actually come and instruct him to do so. Even though over here there is no chiyav of lishma, nevertheless the rabbis made exer according to this Tana, that if we allow you to write the Toref of a Shtar Milva, so then you may come to write the Toref of a get, again, Isha, and therefore that would be a problem because that wouldn't be Lishma according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, and therefore the Toref must be written Lishma. So therefore, they didn't allow you to write the Toref of Ishtar Milva, and therefore you have to leave blank the name of the person who's lending the money, the person who's borrowing the money, how much money was borrowed, and where was the place. Next, Shtari Mekach. Here is a document saying that, you know, Reuven sold his house to Shimon. He sold his field to Shimon. So this Shtar Mekach, this document that goes and proves that a sale occurred. So again, you can write the Tofes down for the same reason that we just said, but you cannot write down the Toref because of the concern that the Gemara will explain. Shtari Mekach, these documents that are proving that Reuven, let's say, sold his house to Shimon, so Sarah Shania Malkom Alokeach, the sofer can write out the generic parts, but he has to leave out the specific parts, which include the name of the Lokeach, the purchaser, U Malkom HaMocher, the place where it was sold, or what is being sold, the Makom Avos, how much money it was, Makom Asada, the actual item of the field, the place that it was being sold, or Makom Azman, and the time, the date that this was done. And the reason for this, the Mishnah tells us, is with Neha Takana. And the Gemara will give us three reasons as to what this Takana was. So we'll wait till we get to the Gemara to explain why the Shtori Mekach also have to have only the Tofes, but not the Torah written. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Posa Bakulon, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow any of these to be written, even the Tofes parts, even if you leave blank the Toref parts, he says they're no good across the board. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot do this. It will, in fact, make the get no good. And he says, as Rashi points out, Va'afilu hiniach makomos halalu, even if he left all of these places that were supposed to be blank according to the Tanakhama, he did that. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no good. And the Gemara will explain why not. And then finally, we have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Tana, Rabbi Elazar, tells us, Machshir Bikulon, he says all of them are good, even if you filled in the Toref, Chutz Migite Noshim. There is no problem of Lishma by Ishtar Mekach, there is no problem of Lishma by Ishtar Milva, and therefore it's perfectly okay to fill in all the details. And it's not a problem. He doesn't have a concern to make a gezeira. If we allow you to do this by Ishtar Mekach or Ishtar Milva, you're going to do it by Ishtar Gittin. However, Elazar agrees that while you can do this for Shtar Mekach or Shtar Milva, he says you cannot do this for Gite Noshim. So Rabbi Elazar's Machshir B'Kulon Chutz Migite Noshim, there you cannot do it. Because of the Pasuk Shema V'Kosav Law, it must be Lushma. That if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, that the Eidei Mesira Akarsi, so then how do you fulfill the Lushma part? So that has to be, the Torah has to be written Lushma. Okay, so we said quite a handful over here. First, we're going to start off with a statement from the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. That according to Shmuel, Tzarech Shaniach Af Makom Harei At Muteres L'chol Adam as part of the Toref. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that you just have to write the Tofes, but you can't write the Toref, according to the Tanakhama, that you have to go and leave blank the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and the name of the time and the place, so where they're from. So in this situation, he says you also have to leave blank the part that says, Harei at Muteres L'chol Adam. He considers that, Yehuda Amar Shmuel considers that to be part of the Toref. And obviously, he holds the Rabbi Elazar, that our Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Eide Mesira, the Karati, as we've explained. If you say that the Eide Mesira are the ones that effectuate the get, so then the words of Kosav Law, Lishma, has to be the Toref. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Uba'inam Ksiva Lishma includes the words Harei At Muteris L'chol Adam. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is telling us in our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, that it goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says that Eidei Mesira Karsi, but he also taught this to us in two previous Mishnahs, as Rashi in Dibur Maaseh V'Tzricha tells us. We had the Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, which said that Ein Kosur Ala Mechubar. We had a discussion there that if you wrote on the attached leaf, you wrote, well, it's still attached to the ground, it's no good. We said you had to go and write the Toref when it was detached. You couldn't write the Toref and then just sign it. According to Rabbi Elazar, you had to have the leaf detached from the ground and write the Toref on it. And Shmuel had said over there, that's because that Mishnah, that Stam Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Ein Kosur Ala Mechubar, was also the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi. So he taught it to us already once, the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. So why is he teaching it to us again? And furthermore, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, we had, as Rashi describes again, the Ramas of Vitzricha, La'kog Sheirin Lichtov. So we said over there that anybody can go and write a get, with the exceptions that we gave, the Chutz, V'chei Rishot, V'katan, etc. And he writes there that that is because it must be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, so that has to be Lishma, and those people can't write Lishma unless certain other events were taking place, such as Adam Omid Al-Gabav. In any event, he there said as well, Shmuel said, that the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, who says that Eidei Mesira Karsi. So the Gemara says, Utsricha, you need our Mishnah here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, to say that Eidei Mesira Karsi is the opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar. He, you need it for Chav Beis Amud Beis, you need it for the first Mishnah, on Chav Aleph Amud Beis. Why do you need all three to state that? Why couldn't we learn, okay, once you tell me that the first Mishnah on Chav Aleph Amud Beis is Rabbi Elazar, why wouldn't I automatically know that the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis and our Mishnah here, on Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, also are Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi. Gemara says, Tzrich, you need all three Mishnahs to be specifically mentioned by Rabbi Shmuel that they are in accord with Rabbi Elazar. You couldn't learn one from the other. Because the E Ashmin and Hach Kamaitza, if you only told me the first case, which was Ein Kosin Ala Mechubar, you know what I would have said? I would have said, in that case, but only in that case, Bahi, who Di'ikol Yukma Rabbi Elazar. Only in that case must it be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi. Because the Ketani, it said, Ain Kosin. It started off telling us you're not allowed to write it while it's Mechubar. And then it said afterwards, Uktani Kesavo. But if you did write it when it was Mechubar and then you detached it, but you only wrote the Tofes when it was Mechubar and you detached it and wrote the Torah, then that would be good Biddi Evid. Now, I would have said that's in that specific case, and only in that specific case, that's how you have to explain that Mishnah, that it's Rabbi Elazar. However, Avo Seifa, but the Mishnah on Chabez Amabez. Hakok Sherry Lichto, I will say for Diktoni, She'ein Kiyum Get Ela B'Chosmav, where we said there that the get is only made into a true get by the Chasima. So in that situation, I would have said, Ema Rabbi Meir. Taka, that sounds exactly like it's Rabbi Meir who says the Eidei Chasima Karsi. And therefore, the Omer Eidei Chasima Karsi, and therefore, we needed there Shmuel to tell us, no, that also was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, because he understood the words there, the Chasima, to be talking about the actual Kasiva, as we explained. So therefore, you need a Shmuel to tell it to us again over there. And if we only had those first two cases, V'yashmin and Bahi, if you only had the second case, for example, that said, V'hakol k'sherin lichto, if we only had that case, I would have said, Hahi nami iko lukmo k'Rabbi Elazar, I would have said, yeah, that one is Rabbi Elazar, Aval Ha, but our case now, Chavav Omud Aleph, Aval Ha, here, Ema, mi de Sefer, Rabbi Elazar, heavy, Reisha Lav Rabbi Elazar. I would have said, since the Sefer, we clearly see it on Mishnah, it said, Rabbi Elazar, Makshe, Bekul, Chutz, Begitei, Noshim, I would have said, Taka, the Tanakama, it's not Rabbi Elazar, the Tanakama must be Rav Meir. So therefore, Tzricha, you have to tell me our case as well, Yehuda Mishmuel had to say, that this case too is Rabbi Elazar, who says that Eidei Mesira Karsi. Okay, so that's why we need all three Mishnayos to specifically have Shmuel say that these Stam Mishnayos are the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, now we go on, and we said in the Mishnah that you had the Shtari Mekach also needed to have a document that says Reuven sold Shimon his field, so that also could only be pre-written, the Tofes, but you had to leave blank the parts of the Torah. And we had said, Mipnei HaTakana, because of this Takana. Now, what does that mean, Mipnei HaTakana? So we quote the Mishnah, and we're going to have three reasons what it means, Mipnei HaTakana. The first one is as follows. Mipnei HaTakana, my Takana, what Takana are we talking about? So I'm Rav Yonason, and Rav Yonason tells us, Mipnei Takana Sofer. As I already alluded to in the Mishnah, the Sofer is a businessman, and he needs to make sure that he can take care of the needs of his customers, whatever they need, as soon as possible. He can't say, well, listen, I'm busy writing this get. I have to write this get. I'm sorry, I can't write your document for your business. He doesn't want to lose the business. So therefore, we allowed the Sofrim to go and pre-write all of the tofuses for their various documents that they need. So they're ready to go. At a moment's notice, they just have to fill in the much shorter part, the name of the people, the parties involved, the dates, the place, etc., etc. So, and this goes, Rav Yonason tells us, Mipnei Takana Sofer, is because we paskin v'Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, who says to Omer Eidei Mesira Karsi, and therefore, technically, the bidinu dafilu tovis nami lichto. Technically, since we hold like Rabbi Elazar, that the Eidei Mesira are the ones that are critical, and by a get, therefore, you need to have all of the get written Lishma, because if you allow the Tofes to be written not Lishma, you may come to forget and write the Toref also not Lishma, and that would be a problem. So therefore, Ubedinu, the Afilu Tofes, not a little Tof, the rabbis should have instituted a ruling that you can't write the Tofes before you're authorized to do so for any document, because we're concerned if we allow you to write the Tofes, then you may come to write by a get the Torah. So therefore, the rabbis across the board said, Ubedinu, it should have been Dafilu Tofes Nami Lilichtov. However, Umishum Takone Sofrim Sharabana. But in order that the sofer shouldn't lose out on the business. Mipnei takanas sofer. That's what it means, mipnei takana. They permitted, in all cases, even in a get, for the sofer to go write the tofus up beforehand so he wouldn't lose business. Again, they should have made the argument that, in fact, you can't go and write the tofus because of the concern that you may come to write the Torah. And that should really only be by gittin. That shouldn't apply to the others. But the rabbi said, across the board, don't ever write the tofus beforehand. But the Tana Kama comes along and tells us, but mitnei hatakana, they allowed you to go and write the tofus on all of these documents in order that the sofer should have business available. Okay, now, Rav Yehuda posa b'kulam. We have to explain, according to this, why Rav Yehuda said no, across the board not. So the answer is because Rav Yehuda is gazar tofes atu toref and gazar shtaros atu gittin. Because Rav Yehuda held the baseline position. He didn't hold from this mipnei hatakana. He said, if you go and write the tofes by a get, you may come to write the toref by a get. So therefore, he held, don't allow the tofes to be written by a get because you may come to write the toref. Ah, that's gazar tofes atu toref. And then he says, we have, it's really one gezerah, it's not gezerah l'gezerah. He says, gazar shtaros atu gittin, and we made this across the board. Never write a tofus, even when it doesn't concern us, because if you wrote for the shtar mecher or for the shtar halva, if you were to write down the Torah for Olu Shema, it's technically not a problem. But nevertheless, the rabbi said, if we allow you to write ever the tofus, you may come to write the Torah by a get. So therefore, across the board, he said, you can never write the Torah tofus, and certainly not the Toref on any document before you be authorized to do so, because of this concern. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. No, Rabbi Elazar, who then said, he said, no, I agree with you, Tofes atu Toref Gaza. Rabbi Elazar said, yes, I am concerned by a get, that if we allow you to write the Tofes, you may come to write the Toref. And since this is Rabbi Elazar who says, Ede Mesir Karsi, that would be a real problem. That would be a possible get, because it's not Lishma. So by the Gittin, he was goes in the Tofes, or to the Toref. However, he didn't feel it was necessary that we should make that across the board for the Shtari Halva or the Shtari Mechar, Shtaros or to get in Lo Gozar. So that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. And that's how we explain Mipnei HaTakana. The Gemara just continues and says the reason for this is that the Gezerah was made is Shenema of a cause of law. We have to be concerned, according to both of them, because of a cause of law. Gemara says, wait a second, Vaha, Ki kisiv law, it means a toref hu dichsiv. It really is only talking about min hadin, the toref. Technically, even if you hold like a law, the edim sira karsay, that you have to have the get lishma, it's really always only the toref. Nobody says that tofes midaraisa must be written lishma. It's only the toref. Law, ki kisiv law, a toref hu dichsiv. So how can you tell me it's because of a cause of law? Shmuel says, you're right. It's not because of the cause of law. It's not shenemar the cause of law. Elo ema mishum shenemar the cause of law lishma. Since by the Toref you have to write it lishma, so therefore there were goza mishum by the Toref it has to be lishma because of the cause of law. So too they made exera that the tofes also has to be done lishma. And according to Rav Elazar and Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to write by a get at least the tofes, because you may come to go and then write the Toref, not Lishma. Okay, now we understand that's the first reasoning, Mipnei HaTakana, is because of this Takana Sofrim. We understand according to the Tana Kama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Elazar. There's only one problem over here, and we turn to Chavov Mibbeis. It seems to be a stira, Kasha to Rabbi Elazar, ad Rabbi Elazar, because both the Tana Kama and the third opinion, or Rabbi Elazar, seems to be a stira as to what Rabbi Elazar's opinion is. In the Reisha, Shmuel had said that even though it's Rabbi Elazar's opinion, we do allow you to write the Tofes, and you're just not allowed to write the Toref. And the Seifa, Rabbi Elazar says, you're not allowed to write the Tofes by a get, because you may come to write the Toref. So what's going on? Kasha, the Elazar, the Elazar. Seem to have a steer over here. So Gemara says, you're right. The Tana Kama and the opinion that's attributed to Rabbi Elazar in the Seifa of the Mishnah are Trei Tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar. There are two different opinions as to what Rabbi Elazar held. The Tana Kama holds that in fact we're not gozer the tofes atu toref, and we allow the basic din to be as it is, that only the toref, according to Rabbi Elazar, has to be written lishma, and if you didn't write the tofes, so be the evidence acceptable. Whereas the opinion of the Seifa of the Mishnah, which is attributed to Rabbi Elazar via a different Tana, says no, we are gozer tofes atu toref. Okay. That is the first explanation of the Be'at HaKana. Now we have Rab Shabtai Amar Chizkia telling us, what does it mean when it says Mishum Takana in the Mishnah? It means Mishum Kitata. It means because it could lead Rachman al-Islam to a fight. Kitata is a fight. And this goes, in fact, the Rabbi Meir, this goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says, the Amar Edi Chasim Akarsi, that the signatories on the get are the Chiyav, and therefore, they're the ones that effectuate it, and that's the only part that must be lishma. So the chasima must be lishma. That's how you fulfill that it was specifically lishma. The Toref can technically, according to Rav Meir, be written beforehand. So according to this, that it's Rav Meir, the Amar Edi Chasima Karsi, so then why do we say that you can't write down the Toref of a get? There's technically nothing wrong with doing so. There is no lishma requirement on the Toref, according to Rav Meir. The only requirement is on the Edei Chasima. So therefore, Obedinu Dafilu Toref Nami Lichtov. Technically, even on a get, according to Rav Meir, you could pre-write the Toref. But that's going to be a problem. Because you know what's going to happen? The sofer advertises his wares in his windows of his store. And he's going to put up the name of Yankel is divorcing Sarah. And look at how beautiful my gittin are. Look how beautiful my documents are. The Zimim, the Shomalele sofer, the Kos. The wife is going to either see this or hear this. Technically, they say hear. So she's going to hear, hey, that sofa rolled up again with my husband's name and my name on it. My husband's going to divorce me. This sofa, Ihu Carmelay. And she's going to assume, not that the sofa hears that they're having a hard time in their marriage and he wrote it up on his own. She's going to think that her husband went to the sofa and instructed him to go write the get. And that he's on like the last legs of their marriage, and he's about to divorce her. The Havalok talked about this, so she's going to be very unhappy about this. She said, well, we're going to counseling, we're trying to save our marriage, and here he is, he's writing up the divorce ready. So that's only going to make their tzaras that much worse. So Mishum Kitata, Reb Shabse Amachinsky says, it's technically Reb Meir who says you could write the Torah, but the rabbis made a gezerah, a takana here, don't allow the sofer to write the Toref, which technically he would be allowed to, because of this concern that the wife will hear about it, and she's going to say, my husband wants to divorce me. That's it for our marriage. It's going to lead to fighting and all sorts of arguments that may not have happened. Maybe they would be able to patch their marriage up. Maybe their counseling would work. And therefore, don't write down the Toref, even though min hadin, you'd be allowed to write down the Toref. That's the second explanation, mipnei hatakana, according to Rav Shabsai, Omer Chizkia. The third explanation is from Rav Chizkia, Omer Avimi. What does it mean, Mimnea Takana? So Chista Maravimi says, Mishum Takonas Agunos, because we don't want Jewish women to ever be left as an aguna, which we'll now explain. This could be learned Amri Law Reb Meir, the Amri Law Reb Loza. This could be learned either according to the opinion of Reb Meir, that Eide Chasima Karsi, or could be learned according to the opinion that Reb Loza says, Eide Mesira Karsi. So first we'll learn like Reb Meir. Amri Law Reb Meir, you could understand this, Mipnei Takonas Agunos, that's what it means, Mimnea Takana. It, the Mishnah goes according with Reb Meir, who says, Eide Chasima Karsi. And as we just pointed out, min hadin, there's absolutely no problem with even writing the Torah pre-written before you're authorized to do so, because the chasima is all that really counts. That must be lishma. So then in this situation, what's going to happen? If you have a get all ready to go, there's going to be a fight between the husband and wife. If he has a get right there, you know what he's going to do? He's going to say, oh yeah, that's what you say? Well, here's your get. And if the get's all written up, so we got a problem over here. Because as soon as he gives it to her, she's now divorced. As soon as it comes into her possession, she's divorced. So the simple understanding over here is the word ma'agen just means that she will be divorced. It doesn't mean she has all the horrible situation of normally of an aguna that we don't know. Is she married? Is she not married? Did she get a divorce or not? So the simple way that Rashi understands this is that she will be kishi migureshes. She will become migureshes. And therefore, that's what it means. We don't want this woman to be divorced, so to say, prematurely, without them maybe going to all the benefits of counseling, etc. If you have the get right there and available, he may throw it at her, and then she'll be divorced. That's a simple way to understand this. It's very similar to a little later in the Masechta, that when a Kohen asked to write a get for his wife, so there's a very complicated and involved type of a get with lots of folds in it, because the Kohen could get angry, and if he divorces his wife, he's not allowed to take her back. Yisrael who divorced his wife made a mistake, so he's allowed to be machzir grusha, so she hasn't got married to somebody else. So therefore, even if he throws it to her in a fit of anger, he can take her back. But if the Kohen was to throw a get to his wife in a fit of anger, that's it. That marriage is forever not allowed to continue. She's a divorced woman. He's not allowed to remarry her. So therefore, they made a very complicated type of a get to give the Kohen a chance to calm down. And that's the same idea over here. If we were to allow the get to be pre-written, which according to Rav Meir is absolutely no problem. It's only the Eidei Chasima or Karsi, so then you could write the Torah beforehand, but Mishum Aguna, we're concerned that the husband will throw it at his wife in a fit of anger and divorce his wife, so therefore, take your time. Have to go write up the Torah for the get, even though Minadin, you don't have to write it now, but we make you Mishum, this Takana, because of the Aguna concern, there should be divorce, so therefore, we make you not write the Torah beforehand. That's a simple understanding over here. The Rashba adds a knach to it over here, and the Rashba says that the get was thrown. It uses specifically the word v'zorak le'niale, and we're not sure. Did it come? We'll have this discussion later in the Masechta as well. When you throw a get at the woman, so if it comes into her possession, she's divorced. If it doesn't come into her possession, she's not divorced. And here, he threw it within Dalet Amos of her or not. We're not sure. Did it land within her Dalet Amos or did it not land within the Dalet Amos? And therefore, we're not sure if he's divorced. And meanwhile, the get was taken away. And then let's say the husband dies. So now, was she a widow or she a divorcee? Or the husband goes away and now there is no other get that he can give to her. And therefore, as he was being taken away, he threw the get at her. And we don't know, did the get land within Dalet Amos of her or not? And therefore, she really is an aguna in the classical sense of the words, uma'agin umosiv la. So that's what it means according to Rashba. Okay. That's how you'd understand the Mishnah if it was Rabbi Meir who says that Eidei Chasima Karsi. We could also understand this according to the opinion Mishum Takonas Agunas according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Ami Lei Rabbi Elazar Damar Eidei Mesira Karsi. And how would you learn it according to Rabbi Elazar? Ubedinu Dafi Lutovis Nami Lelichto. We had said that the Torah according to Rabbi Elazar must be written Lishma, and the rabbis made Gzera. Don't write the Tofes, because if you write the Tofes, you may come to write the Torah. So they made Gzera. Tofes Atu Torah. So you shouldn't have to write the tofes. However, what's going to be? The guy's going off on a business trip at the last moment, and it's dangerous. Doesn't want to go off on this business trip, which is dangerous. If the sofer doesn't have the get already to go, so he can give this get to his wife and say, if I don't return, you won't be an aguna. You won't have to fool yibum to my brother, who you don't like. So in that situation, if there's nothing already set to go, the boat's leaving. He has to get on the boat. He'll leave without giving the get. And then if he doesn't come back, we're not going to know what happened to him, and then she'll be an aguna. So therefore, because of this concern, Takana Sagunos, so even Rabbi Elazar, who normally says, don't write the Tofes, because then you may come to write the Tofes, Toref says, in this situation, we allow the Sofer to write the Tofes because of the concern, Mishum Takonas Agunos. Okay, that's the third and final explanation. What does it mean, B'nei Takana? Then we quote the Mishnah. It said, Umakom Hazman, that when the Sofer is writing the get, even though the Tanakhama said you could write the Tofes, he wasn't goes there, the Tofes ought to, the Toref. So when you're writing the get and you're writing the Tofes, but you must leave the Zman blank. You have to leave the time blank. Umakom Hazman, the timing, you have to leave blank. Now it seems to say this across the board, Kaposik Vitani, that this has to be left blank, whether you're dealing over here with Lo Shnomin Anisuim, Lo Shnomin Erisin. This would apply to a get that was being written on behalf of the husband who was fully married. He had married his wife incomplete. They consummated the marriage. They had nisuin. But it would also apply that you have to leave the makom hazman blank, even if it was a get that was being given only after the first stage of marriage, the erisin. As we said many, many times, in those days, they first would have the first stage of marriage, the erisin, hareyat mekudeshesli, but then they wouldn't consummate the marriage. They wouldn't have the chuppah until up to a year later to give the young husband and wife an opportunity to prepare all the things for their marriage. Now, they're considered halachically married at that point in time, but they're not allowed to live together yet, but she is asura to go and be with anybody else. That is the erisin. And for whatever the reason, he wishes to divorce her before they consummate the marriage. So what the Gemara is saying is that on Mishnah that said you always have to leave the makom hazman by the Toref empty, even if you wrote the Tofes, you have to leave space for that. That would be true, whether it was a divorce from Nisuin or whether it was a get that was from Erisin. Karpasik Vatani, it's across the board. So the word says, Bishlomim min Nisuin. I understand if there's a Nisuin that we understand why you have to leave this man empty. And this is true according to the opinions that we had earlier, the machlokes of Yochanan Reik Shlokish. Bain, Rav Yochanan, who said, Laman diomar mishum bas achoso ika. If you remember, we had previously on Daf Yud Zayin, machlokes of Yochanan Reik Shlokish, why do you have to have a time in the get? Amid the Raisa, you don't need a time in the get. So the rabbis instituted, you have to put the time in the get, because the concern that Rav Yochanan had said was, in those days, they would often marry their niece. They would marry their sister's daughter. And it was very common, it was a mitzvah to do so even. Again, we don't do this today. But he would marry Denise, and the guy loved his niece, but Nebuch, Denise didn't love him as much as he was hoping, and she had an affair with somebody else, Rachmana Litzlan. And the guy says, well, now she was a married woman, she has an affair, she was warned, the rest of Sra, there's going to be a problem with Mises Basin over here, but he loves his niece. Maybe she wasn't a good wife, but he's still his niece, it's his sister's daughter. So he writes a get and says, this get was given to her before the adultery, and therefore this woman can't be Mukhuyevis Mises Basin because she wasn't married at the time. So he'll write this after the fact. She really was an Ashesis. So Rabbi Yochanan says we have to be concerned. Mishum Basa Choso. So that's why you have to have a time and a get. So we understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why a get has to have a time. And we understand, according to Reish Lakish, being the man of Mishum Peri Ika. So we have to understand that Reish Lakish's reasoning was not because of Basa Choso, but it's because the Nichsei Malug that the wife brings in belong to the husband, the payros of it, only while they're married. And if she is divorced, so they technically belong to the wife. If you pre-debt a get, so then the nichsei malug payros belong to the wife back again from the time of the get. But it's really from the time of the divorce, not from the time of the get. And therefore, there's a concern of the payros that they'll be misappropriated by the wife because she technically will now claim, I was divorced, look at the time of the get. If it was predated, so then she will incorrectly go take those payros back from either the husband or from the person that he sold it to. So therefore, Reish Lakish said, Mishum Peri. So if a woman is a full Nesua, we understand why you have to write down the timing, either like Rabbi Yochanan because of Basa Choso, or like Reish Lakish, Mishum Peri. Very good. Elamina Erisin, but if this is a get, we said Koposik Katani, that this includes the time of the get can't be written down, the time of the divorce can't be pre-written down. Why are you concerned if it's Mina Erisin? Okay, I understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it still would apply. Elamina Erisin, Bishlamaman, the Yama Mishun Basa Choso. If you're saying it's going like Rabbi Yochanan, that says we're concerned that he loves his niece and will give her a get that's not dated, and therefore that's why we have to write down the time of the get in the get. So because of this concern of Basa Choso. So yeah, Ika, that applies over here. And even if you're in Arusin, so there's the concern that a woman who's in Arusa is also forbidden to commit adultery, Rachmona Litzlan, and therefore we're concerned about Basa Choso, even by an Arusa. But according to Reish Lakish, she says, Mishum Peri, Elman Diyama Mishum Peri. So then an Arusa, Mi Isla Peri. The husband is not entitled to the payros of the Nichsei Malug until there's Nisuin. So there would be no concern, according to Reish Lakish, if you didn't have the get with a date in it, or if you were to predate it, big deal. According to Reish Lakish, there's no consequences. So why Kaposik Vitani? Do we seem to say across the board, Bay Mina Arison, Bay Mina Nisuin? Why would it apply according to Reish Lakish, Mina Arison? Why did the Kaposik Vitani seem to say it across the board? So Rav Amma says, no, it's a very simple answer. I once heard this, Hamilsa Shamas Mine de Ula. I heard this from Ula a while ago, who said, the Amma Mishum Takonis Vlad. Below Yodana Mainiu. He had explained that the answer is because of Takanas Vlad, but I didn't know what that meant. However, even the Shmaise Laha de Taida, but once I subsequently learned and heard the following Braisa, which is it goes, Haomer Kisu Get Le Arusa. See, if a man says to the sofer, go and write a get for my wife who is only an Arusa to me, and what I'm planning on doing is, however, I'm only going to give it to her after I consummate the marriage. After I consummate the marriage, then I'll go and give her the get. So in this situation, the Braisa says, ain't no get. That's not a valid get. Why not? Why is it not a valid get? After all, he is giving it to her, and it was written with Lishma. All the technical details seem to be applicable here. The guy's a not a nice guy, but why is this not a valid get? Because the guy's not a nice guy, you can't change around the dinim in the Torah. So if he gives it this get, why is it no good? So Ula says, Ma Tam, why is it no good? Because Gezerah, the rabbis, made it no good. Shema Yomru Gita Kodim Livna. You know what's going to happen? She's going to get pregnant from that night that they consummated the marriage, and now she's going to have a get that was written 2 weeks beforehand. And people are going to do the calculations and say, hey, wait a second, that son of yours, he was born not when you were married, he was born after you were married, because they'll calculate the dates out and say, listen, he was born at a time that it could only have been that you weren't a married woman, and it's going to cast aspersions on the lineage of this child. He technically was a perfectly valid kosher a child, and people are going to cast aspersions on him and say, no, that he was in fact born after this woman had been divorced. He was, the pregnancy occurred after she'd been divorced. She fooled around as a single woman, and therefore it's going to cast aspersions on this child. Ah, that was the reason why Ula said in that brisa, the shech, the sena, agershena is no good, ain't no get, because of this gzeira. So, now Rav Arman says, now I understand, hochanami, in our case here as well. According to Reish Lakish, who says, Bishum Peri, so technically there shouldn't be a problem by the Arusa, but he says, no. Again, the same Gezerah that Ula made over there, Gezerah Shema Yomru Gita Kodim Luvda. What's going to happen in this situation is people are going to say, hey, she wasn't married at the time the child was conceived, and therefore it's going to cast aspersions on the lineage of the child. That Gemara concludes and says, Amar Rabbi Zerah, Amar Rabbi Abba Barshila, Amar Rav Amnuna Saba, Amar Rav Adda Barava, Amar Rav. All of these Amorim eventually said this over the name of Rav. How do we paskin in our Mishnah halacha ki Rabbi Elazar? We follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, the opinion at the Sefer of the Mishnah, that in fact, except for the tofes of a get, which you're not allowed to write gezeira or to toref by the shtar mekach and by the shtar milveh, you are allowed to go and write the tofes. We're not concerned. We don't make gezeira for shar shtaros. Oh, Rav says we paskin like the final opinion, the third opinion, which is attributed to Rabbi Elazar. And furthermore, Kari Rav Aleid Rabbi Elazar Tuvina Dechakimoy. He was very, very impressed with him. As Rashi says, Me'usha Sheva Chachamim. He is the most fortunate of all of those Tamidei Chachamim. Now, seems to say that Rav likes Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So, therefore, are you telling me, Vafilu Bishtar Shtaros Nami? Does Rav really hold like Rabbi Elazar? In regards to Sha'ar Shtaros, you are allowed to write the Tofes. We don't make a Gzera Tofes Atu Toref. That seems to be incorrect. The Amar Rav Papi Mishmer the Rava. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, Hai Asharta de Dayani. When the judges have to write up a document, Rashi explains, Asharta is Kiyum Ashtar, She'edim Me'idim Al Ksav Yidei Mevestin. When they authenticate a Shtar in Bastin, so the witnesses come and say, yeah, that's our handwriting. And then Basin authenticates the shtar. That's called an asharta de dayani. Basin kosumbo, bimosav tlosa havino. We three judges were sitting here together as a basin. The osu ploni ploni, and these two witnesses, Reuven and Shimon, came along. The asidu achasimos yudayu, and they testified that those in fact were their signatures. Vashunihi vikaiminuhi kidechose vichosmen. And the basin therefore writes up this asharta that says that these Edom came, authenticated the shtar, it was in front of us as a Beis Din, and we are now writing this document, authenticating the shtar. That's called an Asharta Dayanim. So Rav Papi said in the name of Rava that this Asharta Dayanim, the Mechtava Mikamei Delesade Sahade Achasimus Yedayu, if they were to write this up, the Beis Din is very busy. Say, listen, Reuven and Shimon are coming in today to authenticate their shtar. So let's go and write up our Asharta beforehand, and then once Reuven and Shimon come in, then we'll give it to the Bali Dinim so that they have the Asharta that proves that we authenticated the Shtar. But they're authenticating it before it actually was authenticated. So therefore, Rav Papi said to him, Rava, that they're not allowed to go and write up the Asharta before the Chasimus Yedayu because it's no good. Psula Alba Merzik Kishikra. Because it looks like it was false. When they wrote it up, they say, this is authenticated in front of us, the 3 days, it wasn't yet authenticated. So the rabbi said, don't do this, because it has the smell, if you wish. It looks like it's shikra. Mechse ki shikra. And therefore, don't do it. That the similar idea is by Iksuba, that people will often not fill in the full word, the kenina, because the kenyan hasn't taken yet place, and they'll fill that last letter of the kuf, they'll write the vertical line of the kuf on the left side, they'll go and write that in on a ksuba only after the kenyan is made. Many suggest not to do this, because I've seen this happen myself, that they forget to go and fill in the line, and then all of a sudden, it's an incomplete ksuba, and the witness is signed on, and then you're stuck. You realize it under the chuppah, and what do you do? I've seen this happen a couple of times, and therefore many suggest that you fill in the kenina even beforehand, and don't worry about this mechzik yishikra. But that's the ideal here. The Rabbi says the name of Rava, mechzik yishikra, if you were to write the asharta beforehand. So how can you tell me that Rav holds there's no problem by writing the tofes beforehand? Isn't it mechzik yishikra? So Gemara says, no. V'lesa. No, we don't follow this over here, because of me, the Rav Nachman. What Rav Nachman held? What did Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman held as follows. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer of Rav Meir used to say, Afilu Mitzvah Ba'ashva. We had this previously. Even if you find the get in a garbage dump, it was a perfectly good get that Reuven had written for his wife, Rachel, but then Baruch Hashem, he decided not to divorce her, and he throws it in the garbage dump. Another Reuven comes along and says, hey, my wife has the same name, that's my name, I'm going to use this get, and Chasamo, he has the Eide Chasima signed it, and he gives it to the wife, and the son of law, kosher, it's perfectly good, because according to Reb Meir, the Eide Chasima are the critical part, the other part doesn't have to be Lishma. Now, here, this would have Mechzei Kishikra, it looks like it's false when it was written that Reuven is divorcing his wife, Rachel. Well, the real Reuven, who wrote this up originally, didn't divorce his wife, Rachel. So why isn't it Mechzei Kishikra? Nevertheless, it's perfectly good, Kasha. Afilu Rabbanan, who argue with Reb Meir and say that it's no good because they hold Eide Mesira Karsi, Lo Pliga Eide Reb Meir, Ela B'Gitei Nashim. They only argue on that because of Gitei Nashim, because they hold that it has to be written Lishma. The Ba'inu Ksiva Lishma. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Eide Mesira Karsi, and therefore it has to be written Lishma, even the Torah, if that's why it's no good. Avo B'Shtar Shor is low, but they didn't say it for the other Shtaros. But how come it should be Mechzei Kishikra? Now, why didn't they say it for Shar Shtaros? The Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shtar Shalova Bo Upro, Ein Chos V'Lova Bo, Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo. Now, why did the Chacham say this is no good? So Rav Asi, in the name of Yochanan, said that the Shtar that had been used, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning for a loan, and Reuven lent Shimon $100. So they wrote up a shtar at 9 o'clock. Then Shimon said, listen, I don't need the money. And he gives back the $100, and the shtar is still there. So you're not allowed to go and say, at 11 o'clock, he said, change my mind. I do need the money. Can you give me the money again? Well, we have a shtar written up. So don't use that same shtar. Ein l'chos v'lo, because shekvar nimchal shibudo, because the lien, the shibud, that shtar it had, has, so to say, been paid back, and that lien is no longer there. So for a technical reason, you can't use that same shtar again. That's what Rav Asi Amar Yochanan says. And therefore, you see, it's not because of a problem of Mechzei Kishikra. After all, if they use the shtar again at 11 o'clock, that's not the time that it was written up. It was written up at 9 o'clock, and that loan has been repaid already. So this is a brand new loan, and it says that Reuven lent Shimon money, but that's not true. It would be Mechzei Kishikra. But you see, the Asi Omer Rav Yochanan is not concerned about that. When Rav Asi in the name of Rav Yochanan says that it's no good, it's only because Taima de Nimchal Shibuda, for this technical reason that the Shibud was Nimchal. As Rashi points out, Kishiparo Ubatal Ashtar, the Shtar is no longer in effect. Then HaKakos Mishubados Shuv L'malva Hashniya. You can't go and use that original note because it would already, the shibud has been paid back. So the shibud of the nechasim has no longer in existence. And therefore, it would, v'havi lo milvav peh, would only be like a milvav peh, which you can't collect from the nechasim mishubadim. So therefore, that's the only reason why. Taima de nimchal shibudo. However, avo mishum shikra lo chayshinen. Oh, you clearly see from here that Rav is concerned that Rav, in fact, didn't hold from the other types of shtaros that you're allowed to write the tofes. And we're not concerned, Xavier Tovis Otto Toref, Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, what about Mechzei Kishikra? So you clearly see from what Rav Nachman said, we're not concerned about Mechzei Kishikra. And in fact, Rav said, I paskin like Rabbi Lazar, the final opinion we had of Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah, that in fact, only by Gittin do we say Tovis Otto Toref, but by Shar Shtaros, we don't say that, and we're not concerned about Mechzei Kishikra. And this concludes today's shiur.